Welcome back to Drive Time here on Mix 93. Wes Fromm and Calvin in our studio today. And what are we going to do now, Wes?
Let's announce people who won a lot of money.
Okay.
The winners of the 2013-14 Michigan Tech Grand Raffle right here on the Dirk side. And we have drawn the names. And obviously we draw the number one, the big winner first. But we're going to announce them in reverse order to just heighten the suspense, Dirk.
I love it.
And we've got 15 winners. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And let's get to it. Our 15th prize winner. There are 15 prizes in the Grand Raffle. 15th prize winner and $100 cash. Irene Demuth from Lena, Wisconsin.
Our 14th prize, a Wicker and Willow gift certificate donated by Wicker and Willow, is Ron Cassoni of Midland, Michigan.
13th prize, $200 cash, goes to Madeline Haben, volleyball player, is residing in Houghton.
Our 12th prize, Michigan Tech Athletic Event Private Party, goes to Ron Mariani of Ishpeming.
All right. The 11th place prize, $300 cash, goes to Wilmer Bouchel of New Holstein, Wisconsin.
Our 10th prize, a Nike Method putter and 36 Nike golf balls donated by Nike Golf and Crystal Tree Country Club, goes to Dalen Tyser of Houghton.
Congratulations. All right. Ninth place prize, a sports stay package, which is a three-night stay, and a $50 gift certificate to the Magnuson Franklin Square goes to Gail Mraz of Houghton. People might have heard of her before.
Our eighth prize, $400 cash, goes to Alice Frimadig of Lorium, Michigan.
Seventh place prize, we're getting to the good ones here, Apple iPad 2 goes to Scott Hackney of Grand, Michigan.
A $500 travel certificate, good towards a minimum three-night cruise or three-night Delta Air and hotel travel, donated by travel leader Superior Travel, goes to Kendra Sosnowski.
And no hometown listed for Kendra, so we'll just go there. All right, fifth place prize, 500 buckaroos, goes to Brian Fisk of Manistee, Michigan.
A Dell laptop, the fourth prize, donated by Dell, goes to Virgil Napke of Sim Falls, Wisconsin.
Congratulations. All right. Our third place prize, $1,000, goes to Kathy Roboloff of Green Bay.
Our second prize, $2,000 cash, goes to Christina Flesher of Houghton, Michigan.
And the grand prize. Are you ready, Dirk?
I'm ready.
All right. $10,000 goes to Paula Stenberger of Northville, Michigan.
Wow, 10 grand, just like that.
10 grand going to Lower Michigan.
How many years has the raffle been going on, Wes? Any idea? I mean, over a decade.
Yeah, it's every year that I've been here, so this is at least the 13th year for the raffle, and boy, it's one of those things that student athletes sell the tickets, and a lot of them buy their own tickets. As you know, we had one student athlete win this year, but they put in a lot of work, and obviously it's a big fundraiser for Michigan Tech Athletics, and goes to help fund travel and everyday things for our athletic team. So we thank everybody who bought tickets in the grand raffle, and it's very important to what we do at Michigan Tech Athletics, and it's obviously a fun way to raise money as well, as somebody has a chance to win 10 grand every year. So
it's pretty cool. All right. Okay, so basketball games tomorrow night, 5:30 and 7:30, women and men. Both games also right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Tickets are on sale, right?
They are. Yeah, they are. They're on sale, and looking forward to big crowds tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. This will be the last games at the SEC. The odds of us hosting the Final Four, we'd have to have a lot of teams lose. Three teams would have to lose in front of the women, or two teams in front of the men, or vice versa, actually, in order for us to host. That's likely not going to happen. So this will be the last game's chance to see our seniors play, so make sure you get out and do that.
And then hockey, of course, this weekend. We've made a huge deal of that, as we should. The Michigan Tech hockey team with a chance for home ice if they're able to get a win or two this weekend against Minnesota State. And a couple other teams, the Nordic skiing team is in action this weekend, right?
Yeah, we've got a skier out in Vermont and a skier out in Utah taking at the NCAA championships. Alice Flanders, who was in our studio here a couple weeks back, she's out in the Nationals. She'll ski on Thursday and Saturday. Is that right, Calvin?
Yes.
And so she'll she'll be going for All-America honors or better, hopefully. And then obviously the tennis team's heading down to Hilton Head. Their spring trip gets underway. I think they leave on Thursday. They play matches Friday through next Wednesday or Thursday, and they're back home. So good luck to them, and big weekend. Looking forward to all the different action, and thanks for allowing us to do the grand raffle on the air here, Dirk. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ.